Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. Everybody tune in. General audiences, pull up a chair and listen up. You're listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future here. I am Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is comedian Organic OK.
Hello, this is comedian Organic OK, everyone that are attending from the listening point of view. Sometimes this it's like almost like a trailer. This show is like a trailer at moments because people are going to hear the show at a future time. And when you hear things at a future time, sometimes future time is like eating leftovers. Sometimes when you're really hungry, leftover tastes even better.
Yeah. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas Eve and hopefully a Merry Christmas upcoming. I think we might do one tomorrow. I think we're going to work Christmas Day. What do you say?
It's possible.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else out there? Okay. Feel free to tune in. No. Feel free to call and be part of the conversation. We're here at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. All right. Now, let's talk a little history about how basically we can see that change and be that change.
Well, that's what it is. Okay. We have moments where people, this is one of the things people never really want to get into, right? You have gifts that people give you in life, right, that is people's desires to make the gift seem like it's dull, right? If you had the opportunity to see fool's gold or so before you seen real gold, you would have thought somebody was tricking you when they said the real gold is the real gold and the fool's gold is the fool's gold.
Yes.
My head just spun a little.
See,
right.
One of the things, too, is I like to, you know, say this because, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've been knowing for quite a bit of time, you know, is we talk about the elderly people, and that's that you're not only supposed to get it, they say give the elderly people their food first. When you introduce somebody, you introduce the person, the young person, to the older person first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I like to apologize, but this is a show platform. But normally, because how it is, we got a guest on our show, and because how the show is set up, I'm gonna do this. This we're gonna do. We're gonna do this. People out there, whatever your name is, whatever your situation is, I have a young man. I call an elderly person. I call a young man because see, this one will give you a little insight. See, in time, I used to be a person where they used to call people boys, and I was derogatory because a person would be 100 years old, and they still call them a boy. And a woman could be 110 years old, and they could still call her a girl.
A girl.
Yeah. It was a derogatory thing because we know she was a full-grown woman. Even when she was a girl, she was a full-grown woman. You know?
Yeah.
And so when she was, you know, carrying this very – she's like, hold on a minute. Especially the day period of time, that right there, you have to say girl just to let you know, no, that's a girl. No. That's what they were saying. See, they was ahead of their time. Because
right.
Knowing that was a girl, you know, it's not right yet. You got to allow her to become what she needs to become as a woman and not sabotage her, right? You don't take a cake out the oven when it's half done, do you? That could be a funny tasting cake.
See, a lot of people like to look down on older people, too. This is Alan McDaniel speaking, of course. And a lot of people like to look down like they got more power than the older person if they're younger than them. That's why they call them girls and boys. And, you know, that they just got life, you know, screwed up, really, because they don't know. You know, you're supposed to respect your elders anyway, and you're supposed to talk what they, you know, say what they really are. These are grown men and grown women. And being a girl or a boy, those are children. And you don't supposed to look down on people like that.
Talk to them. Come on now.
I know.
You get me? Hey, come on now.
I know. Like you said, you don't take the cake out of the oven before it's done. Those people have been done a long time. The one that's saying that, calling them elderly boys and girls, they're the ones that's not done. Because they're not even understanding who they're talking to or what they're talking about.
See, that's what we were talking about right there. See, what he just did right there, he just cleared your nose like eating. Like when they give you a mint, your nose get all clean and cool. He just throws some mint on us.
That's right.
See, psychologically, he cleared our mind from the frustration that we have been castrated because the person that a lot of times is trying to give you information, they're distracted with your greatness. So what they end up saying is something that might not be, hey, look at that boy. He's just changing my thoughts. Look at that. Like he's referencing that, right? Now, subconsciously, we have to be understanding the greatness time and time. It's something that's inside of us. We embody that, and guess what we end up having? We end up having a life of value. You know, when you have somebody that truly invests in you, it's the wealth. That's the real wealth that you get.
That's
it right. starts at the beginning of the conversation of your soul. Someone impacts your life. You don't know how much it's taking you to, and it seems like sometimes it seems like it could be almost a scam. But then you see the desires that they invested into your mind, that you get to carry on. You get to carry on. Not only you get to carry on the appetite, but you get to carry on the nutrition of your heart. And when you carry on the nutrition of your heart and understand how the platform operates, as you start navigating and going through different levels of your greatness, you start seeing this pattern of connecting the dots to others, other destination of success. And when you start doing these things, as you start seeing history, all the different times of history, they have different uniforms, but the outfits of their heart and their desires of their craft, it was magical. As you will become magical to others in this time period, am I right or wrong?
You're right as the rain, sun, and the air we breathe.
When we look at the – excuse me, go ahead.
When a lot of people wake up a greatness in somebody's life, they don't even get congratulated. People just overlook that, but they know that they've been woke up inside, but they won't congratulate the person that woke that greatness up in their life. I congratulate you for waking me up, but they don't. You know, it's not many people that do that, not on this earth.
Yeah, it's like almost like they want to try to take the life out of the greatness. It's like when someone planting the seeds, like somebody trying to come up like a bird, just pluck the seeds out so the harvest don't get to actually grow. And
right.
That's what they're trying to do in a sense. They're trying to take the life out of it so it won't get a momentum, right? Because positivity, you know, one of the things I told you, this positivity is contagious.
That's right.
So anytime somebody get that life, because guess what? Once your mind grows, guess what happens? It's not going to go back to the original side no more. It expands.
That's right.
So, and that's one of the things, like, in your time coming up, then you have people that inspired you and gave you the insight and the knowledge. And there was always somebody around that always wanted to down them because maybe their financial stability was not that stable. But then you see the desire, it was more of the creativity that we see in movies. It was the heart that was moving through the desire of the actual feel. So they brought the reality through our minds, and
right.
we were rejecting greatness in the harvest of our desires.
That's right.
And when you have a person, it don't matter if they're old or young, when they create that relationship with your heart and your mind, your imagination, it turns all kinds of directions. And you get to see all kind of altitude of what love means when you're not harvesting contaminated within battered men and battered people. We don't have to even look for the disaster. We're going to see that happiness that fills our desires in a magical way.
That's right. We have to be like a plant. Like you have to water it. You have to nourish it. So it can grow. You can't just plant it and just leave it there and think it's just going to grow. It's just, you got to harvest. You got to get out there and water it.
Some plants do, but the human race does not work that way.
True.
That's the natural order of things.
But that's the way it should work. A lot of people should, use it like that because that's what we do. We need nourishment in order to grow, right?
That's actually showing our – when our mind is showing – see, You see fruits and vegetables, it keep growing, but you have to nourish, you have to groom
right.
them and trim those things so it can be taken care of, maintained, you know? That's
and
why
get
when
the
you
weeds
see
out.
Yeah, that's what you see when you see roses bushes, right? Rose bushes, when they're growing and they have fungus on it, what you got to do, you can't just throw the fungus down. You know why?
Because
it's cross-contaminated to the other roses. So, yeah, that's what you see
right.
people trimming and cutting that and putting organic. You can put organic stuff on the actual roses so you can rid of fungus in a natural way. You know, you can
yeah.
use vinegar and water, and it's a natural way you can get rid of that, right? And
right.
That's important to our mind. What? Listen, it's been a lot of great messages, a lot of great things through society and time and different messages that's been out there. But you know what the thing to make it bad? It's like a good message is like taking a piece of candy out the wrapper and dropping the candy and having the piece of paper. And what you do with the piece of paper, Lomani, when you aggravate it, you drop the
yeah.
paper too. So all you get
yeah.
to see is a piece of candy on the ground that dropped and the wrapper on the ground.
Right.
That's where the battered man and the battered person is. When a person don't take the time to pick the candy up and throw it away and take
mm-hmm.
the candy wrapper and put it in recycling, for
yeah.
others will see all these different oppositions that unfolding to not change the narrative, right? Because the message
right.
is just only as important as the person you're giving it to. If you don't give it to the person that needs it, guess what you just did? That's just dust
right.
of information that's going through people and not changing their life because that's what it's supposed to be. That's the muscle. The muscle is the actual investment you put in to the actual experience that makes you heavy, right? Because one
yeah.
of the things you hear people say, right? Am I right? Just tell me, am I right? They always say, strong, that's a strong black woman, right?
That's right.
But the experience of what the connection is, the strength can be more of the connection of caring. It don't have to be forced. See, some people confuse strength with being aggressive and hard, but sometimes the strength is in a natural reflection of the caring that nurture the ability, right? You see
yeah.
people are more successful when you don't force them, but you show them the way how to do it. That's more inspiring than the actual oppression that you're throwing on them. Then they'd be willing to do what you say and be able to change and influence others and have a very magical way that connect to you and don't hinder you.
That's right. And some people, you have to force things on some people. But some people can't, you know, they don't want to accept being forced. But I mean, you can learn from both. You can learn both ways. If somebody forced something on you, just like in school, I had teachers that were soft and I had teachers that was hard. And the teachers that was hard, I learned more from them than I did from the soft ones. You know, everybody liked that teacher because she didn't, you know, you do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. But now they had these soft ones that, you know, they didn't treat you like that. But now I learned more from the hard ones than I did from the soft ones.
I'm going to give you a little insight on this, okay? See, what happens is in society and business, they always say the person that's being more aggressive, more mean, is the person that have power and success, right?
Uh-huh.
Because
yeah.
it's a system, but guess what you find out? The unorthodox of the greatness, it'll go out of your way to be isolated and then be shown to be something that looked like the unnorm and seemed like it's not going to be successful, but be the extra exceptional of being greater than the greatness, right? So you got
right.
some things that are a percentage, right? You got this, you got 40%, you got 60%, then you got something that's
yeah.
80%, then you got something that is 1%, but the 1%, depending on what it is, can be so exceptional that it takes out everything and what you would actually look for. You look for the 1%, right? So
right.
this is what I'm saying right here. I'm saying I've seen people that was so nice that you thought that they didn't have nothing to offer you, right? So
right.
the person that's nice can be the person that knows everything.
That's
right.
right?
This I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you this right here. You got people on the street, right? You got these people who say, oh, look at these people. Oh, they're so homeless. Oh, look at all these people. Oh, they just see one person and they say, oh my goodness, they're all homeless, right? They don't look at all the people that's exceptional, that's wealthy, that dress more homeless than homeless people dress. And they always look at those people. They say, well, let's look at the most wealthiest person, how homeless they dress. That was the lead of homeless people. And their mind is totally different than what you expect. So it's right. It's that ability, right? Because I've seen some people, because of their ability, that's why it's so magical to see how individually how people can change that book, how people can change your experience. You have somebody that look mean, that make them across mean, and then they come across a person that have exceptional ability. You know what they do? They start holding a different mindset. That's why you know people that come across mean, it ain't always what it's appeared to be, because when they get around a different type of person, that's what they tend to do. They tend to mold to something different.
Right.
Because they see, this ain't need for me to be acting mean like this with this person. This person's an exceptional ability. This person's so good. I'm not only a part of them, but they're a part of changing my life. So I'm going to come on and see things even better and clear. See, that's the freedom. That's the strength, right? The strength sometimes is how you're able to connect with others. Now, this is a part of the show where tell them what time it is and update them what's going on right now.
I was going to say, I don't want to interrupt you. 60 minutes after the hour, 7:16 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please find yourself in all this. Get yourself involved in such a program. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. 1-515-605-9709.
Okay, please. I guess. Can you give us your name again?
I'm Talk Dude. And our special guest is named. Again?
I'm Alan McDaniel.
Can you give us, my name is Comedian Organic, okay. Can you give us the era that you came up in?
I came up in North Oakland. You know, that's right by Berkeley, I was raised in North Oakland, which is a pretty good area.
What time period was that?
Back in the 50s. I came back up there in the 50s. That's when we moved in that area in the 50s. And I lived there until the 70s.
How was the experience for you coming up? What was your experience, would you say, coming up from that era? What did you learn at that time?
Well, back then, it was like, it was a lot of protest and, back then, that's when the Panthers came out and they had all these, People's Park movement in Berkeley and, hippie movement. All these things was going on, where I grew up at.
Was you a hippie at a point?
No hippie. I met a lot of them, though.
What did you take from that experience from dealing with hippies?
Well, a lot of those people, they lived in parks and everything, but a lot of those people, they was not like they was poor or anything. It's like that's the way they chose to live. Like a lot of those people that was living in the parks and stuff and out there like, smoking weed and, they was against society. They just wanted to live free, free love and just be happy and free. They was not poor or anything. They just chose to live that way.
Do you see any kind of perspective on how society see people and what they look like compared to what they heart and what they heart have been invested into? See, people don't tell you how much people invest that they see that look like their problem, but it's really clearing all their problems, right? They don't see that part.
That's right. And like you said, like a lot of people judge homeless people. I know a homeless guy, he's a lawyer. His name is in the penal codes. He got so many, he didn't change and pass so many, got so many laws passed. He's in the penal code 1,000 times. And he lived homeless because that's the way he chose to live. And this is not a long time ago. This is like back in the 90s, the late 80s and early 90s. you know, when I met him, and he's a real lawyer, and he's in the penal code books to this day, but he's passed now, but he's a real lawyer, and he lived on the street, and he helped a lot of people that had problems with, you know, law. You know, he was a real lawyer, and he lived on the street. That's why you can't, just because he's homeless, he ain't nothing. You never know. And a lot of those guys that was hippies and stuff, they went to college and became lawyers and doctors and all kind of things, you know. So you can't judge them just because the way they look and the way they live, you know, the lifestyle that he was living at the time.
Let me ask you this question. Do you see yourself at any point in time, do you feel that you was ever a battered man in any capacity?
A battered man?
Yeah.
I have been battered by law enforcement before, you know, and that's because that's the way it was back then. You know, they would, you know, call you the N-word and tell you to keep moving. What are you doing here? You don't live over here. You know, that's being battered, and it's being
ostracized.
Yeah, ostracized. But, you know, just because you don't live in this neighborhood, you can't be in this neighborhood. You know, you're the wrong complexion to be in this neighborhood. But, you know, like, they don't know who everybody know. But that's the way, you know, people was treated back then.
See, that's one of the things I wanted to tell you, because I feel like when you open up the knowledge to pleasurize people's greatness, we never open up the knowledge to pleasurize people's freedom. We utilize it to support them, right? Because a lot of people take their approach and say, this is a new day. But even though it has old meanings, we can't disconnect and not honor your... I like to say, I apologize for the time that you actually didn't get someone telling you. You are free to see the imagination of your soul. And that is one of the things your soul travels all over the world. It travels all over the universe. It travels out of this planet. It's connected in multiple ways. And I wanted to tell you, from another person to another human being, brother, you have accomplished more in helping us than you have not accomplished in not helping the freedom that you desire. Sure. And I want to say I apologize for the inconvenience you have experienced on this time. And this person, I just apologize that they didn't see the greatness that you possess. You know, and they had so many things in their life that they was wanting you to free them, but they didn't know how to present it to themselves, how to talk. Right. And if they had the time, they would apologize to their soul for not taking that opportunity to be connected to a great person like yourself.
In a strange way, I know what you mean. I really do.
Yeah. It's real. It's real.
My soul feels touched. Deep, moving, and spiritual. Now, let's get back to the point of the show. Now, seeing the change of the past, being the change for the future, ask yourself how you're changing to make things better. How are you making this world a better place?
Yes.
What are you doing?
You have to be spiritual with it. You have to be in the spirit. You know, you have to witness to people. You have to tell people which is right and which is wrong. This go this way, don't go that way. You know, that's a form of witnessing too. But you don't ever mislead anybody. You just always tell somebody something right when you witnessing to them in the spirit. You don't tell anybody anything wrong. You don't want God to frown down on you for misleading any of his people. So you always, you know, tell somebody what's right. Don't tell anybody anything wrong or that's going to do them any type of harm. Always do what's right. And that's being a good person. And that's living in the spirit.
See, one of the things people never explain to us, because it's people that got, you know, we got psychics and people that got visions, right? A lot of times people don't tell to people the things that you're doing and the direction that you're going is going to reach people's highlighted moments. That's going to free them. It's going to connect to the meaning and purpose that fueled their life. And for them to say these things, people are taking heed. It's like almost like you're getting to the corner and you don't see a car coming. And somebody say, hey, there's a car coming. This is what people are telling you in life.
Yeah.
You're coming to a place where you need to be a little bit more patient and take your time, because it's disaster if you rush too fast and try to push through and not get the actual meaning of the actual blessings that are there for you to help others reach their other potential, right? And it's so important that we recognize those things. See, this is the part that we have to look at. We have people say, we have to teach young men how to teach women how to see men in a positive note. But see, that only applies to those that got trash and dirt on them and they're trying to find cleanliness. But for those that got cleanliness, all you have to do is allow them to stay clean. You don't have to teach them how to be clean. But it's those that's unclean trying to purify dirtiness through the clean hands.
That's right.
And so there's always going to be a very cross-contamination of conversation when you got somebody that's not a problem, but it's presented as a solution by taking them and exploiting them for the problem can be free through cleanness, right? So listen to this.
That's right.
This is a story I'm going to tell you real fast. You have a situation where you have a dirty shirt, you have a brand new shirt, and you have a shirt that's been washed. One of the things you notice out of all three of those things, you only can be brand new when you're brand new. You can't be brand new after you go through dirtiness and be washed. All you can be is a clean shirt at that point in time. Dealing with people that's unclean, they're always going to talk to you in a way that you're not going to understand until you change. Once you change, you're going to figure out it wasn't necessary for you to go through those stuff. It's not a reason to be grown. That's what life is. Life is saying there's no reason to be grown if you can enjoy life where you at. What happens is people try to force people to be grown for their convenience in something that they're going into that they have not taken advantage of and appreciated, right? So that's another bad person when you see somebody that is beyond your ability and you are hindering them because you want to get to where you're going and try to move. It's like you see certain food items cook real fast, and once you cook it real fast, depending on how you do it, it don't come out good.
That's right.
It come out overcooked or undercooked because you cooked it too fast. That's what happens when people try to come over your blessing with already been played for.
That's
people
right.
don't realize. They compromise more people than they realize by trying to force it through for their own selfish ways.
Yep. Again, a lot of times, people, all they have to do is walk right, and people is paying attention to you when you're walking right. But when you walking like in dirt, You know, that's a different kind of look they look at you, but they really paying attention when you're walking right.
Excuse me, I want to thank everybody here for listening to this at some point. Anyone who's heard this, we want to thank you for listening in every possible way. And find a way to see the change for the, it has to be the change for the future. Find a way to be that change. You can do it. It is all within your grasp. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Isn't that the expression?
You're
right.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests to Opportunity Within Freeing the Opposition and Being a Better Being. To the solution is following your desires that is not hindering your blessings.
That's right.
I'd like to say my guest, can you give me your name once again?
My name is Alan McDaniel.
Thank you very much.
And this is
Tamina Organic. Okay. And you're listening to the show called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the
Change
for the
future.
And you know, when you're saying change for the future, you have to hold on to your desires that you're freeing for the future. Because the future is going to be a part of the next part. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you much.
Thank you all for listening, and thank you. And good night.
All right, good night.